Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody from Munchkin Central.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
It's time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It is currently mostly cloudy with a high, or it's 79 degrees right now. Humidity is at 85. The visibility is still 10 miles. Heat index is 83 degrees. Google Maps still show a lot of green, so clearly we're doing all right here with traffic. Today, expect a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms between 3 and 5, mostly sunny, high near 90. Heat index values, 98. Tonight will be a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 11, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. Tuesday, storms, 40% chance, high of 90, heat index 99. Tuesday night, 30% chance of storms after 8 or before 8 with a low around 78. And that's it for your Tampa weather, because I'm just babbling on. It's you now, Joe. Are we not doing your weather? Do you have a weather to do?
We are doing my weather. Yes.
Okay, then do your
folks.
Weather.
Happy Labor Day. Joe here with your kick back and relax forecast for Monday, Labor Day 2017. And now, from NOAA's National Weather Service, it is currently 69 degrees at our famous KMDW Midway International Airport, with a humidity factor of 57%. We have partly cloudy skies, but today we can expect a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 85. As I can attest to my early morning walk to Dunkin' Donuts, which I'm... those munchkins, man, they're just delicious.
You can't get enough of them, can you?
Well, I got about 189,000 out of the 245,000 that I had to start with, but...
I see.
Anyways, it was breezy this morning, and it will continue to be that way all day with southwest winds around 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. And definitely watch out for me, because I have been bursting some gusts.
Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness you're only telecommed to me in this lovely thing that we got going on here.
We don't have virtual odoritery.
No, we don't need that. We definitely don't need virtual odoritery.
So tonight, folks, we definitely can expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of a cool 59 degrees, perfect for sleeping, in my opinion. Northwest winds will be 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. So hey, keep it tuned to Tampa Radio, especially tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Joe and Anthony Show, where we'll even have more weather.
More weather. We have nothing but weather.
Yes.
Nothing but weather. That's all we talk. But we're actually going to be with you for like another 10 minutes here.
Yes, we are.
Because we've taken over rush hour here.
Yep. We're your morning rush hour show for Labor Day. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome. So, well, kind of. We kind of let Betty take care of some of it and almost all of it. But, you know, we interfere with her now, because she always interferes with us. So it's time that turnabout is fair play. So if you are in the Florida area, hold on. Wait. First off, I think it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Who the fuck gets out of bed before this time? First we need to access the database. Let us pray and access the database.
Did you hear Betty, by the way?
Did I hear what? No, I did not hear Betty.
Really?
No, I hear Betty now. Now I'm hearing Betty.
Stressed out.
Okay, she's very low. She's very low,
really?
Though.
Really?
I am so stressed out.
That's better.
Okay. Interesting. Uh-oh.
What happened?
What happened? Wait, you're supposed to be on this output.
I thought I was hearing myself. So all morning, I'm asking Joe. I'm like, Joe, I'm hearing myself from time to time. Every now and then, it's not all the time, but every now and then it was like pop through, like blah 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 blah. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm thinking it's me.
I am so stressed out.
I'm in a different studio this morning. I'm not used to working the morning rush hour studio, so shit's all over the place. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, well, maybe it's me. It's Joe. Hi, Joe. So if you live in the Florida area,
we interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We have breaking news.
I am so stressed out.
And it's about the weather. So, yeah, we got something brewing. Something's brewing. Uh-oh. Yeah, something's brewing in the Atlantic.
What do we got?
We got Irma. We have Irma. It looks like it's going to hit Florida. It's on track to Florida. It looks like it's going to reach Puerto Rico around Thursday as a Category 4. And they predict that it won't really hit Florida until Saturday. And it will be probably a Category 3. So it looks like it's gonna slow down a little bit. But, of course, we all know how that goes. So it may turn into a huge hurricane for all we know. But yeah, that's what's going on. It looks like it's just going to hit the East Coast of Florida, not the West Coast. So the West Coast, we're going to be safe. So far, we're going to be safe in the West Coast. As long as nothing develops in the Gulf, we'll be okay. Once it develops in the Gulf, then it's like fucking pinball. Nobody knows where the fucking thing is going to go, and we all take cover.
Yep.
So stay tuned.
Stay safe, Floridians.
Yeah, stay safe, Floridians. Just stay safe anyway because of the shit that you do on a regular basis. But stay, Floridians, and check back for further breaking news about the Hurricane Irma situation.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So I took the cucumber. You know, I took the cucumber and I stuck it in his anus. Oh, hi everybody! We're back. Let me tell you that Hurricane Irma stuff is some pretty scary shit. So
yeah, it's been a really rough time for the folks down in Texas and Houston,
clearly,
and surrounding areas. Look at this.
So Joe.
Yeah.
What's up with you? What's going on?
I always say put your money where your mouth is. If you're going to say our schools need support, right? But this story is not about that. This story is about education and raising money for education. Well, Grammy Award winner, and this is from our friends over at DNA Info by Andrea Watson. Grammy Award winner Chance the Rapper announced Friday that he raised $2.2 million to help 20 Chicago public schools in Chicago.
Wow.
He began raising money, in his fund through his nonprofit Social Works. They've been collecting donations for Chicago public schools. Each school is going to receive $100,000 over the next 3 years with budgeting and staffing guidance provided by CPS and Ingenuity. They can make purchases, and it's supposed to really be for the arts. Chance the Rapper, I don't listen to his music, but I do respect musicians that, put their money where their mouth is at.
And your money where your mouth is.
He's proven that. So good for him and good for the city, and hopefully more artists will be able to donate in their own way and get other people to do the same. Because maybe that's the only way these schools are going to get funded. Because I don't know what's going on in Illinois. It seems like it's a shell game. It's a crazy poker game. It's crazy everything in this goddamn state. So what else you got for us, Anthony?
It really is. Let's see. What do I have? I was chatting. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My database administrator. The database administrator needs to speak with me. Big news. You know what? I don't push the button all that often, so.
Why am I getting a please verify just from Trump?
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
It's because it went to the play us thing. Breaking news. Tampa is launching a real-time map for road closures.
Ooh-wee. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Google Maps already does that.
Yeah, Google Maps was doing that like years ago. So sorry, Tampa. Google Maps kind of beat you to it. They did used to. This is big news because prior to this online closure tool, you had to join an email list that the city ran, and you had to sign up and all that other stuff. But on the map, this high tech web-based map. Affected roads are shown in bright lines, color-coded to explain whether they're fully closed or open or only to through traffic. Kind of like Google Maps. The new feature was inspired by another map developed by the GIS division showing flooded roads and probably by Google Maps interface. So there you have it. Breaking news from the Tampa Bay News Desk about Tampa Road Closure Tool. Just a few years too late.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So I heard that you can do this munchkin enema thing.
Yeah,
you just mix it with a little coffee, put it in a sterile bag. Hey, everybody. What's going on?
We're back. And we don't have much time left. We only got about 220 seconds left.
Well, that's okay because my browser just locked up.
Stuck
in the mud. But I think I can say that a man apparently died at Burning Man that was being held recently or now or something.
Yeah, I think
he just decided to go ahead and it's Chicago Tribune. I got to close this website because otherwise it's going to kill the computer. Yeah, he just ran into the fire like an idiot, so that's what you get. So what do you got for us, Anthony?
Really, he just ran into the fire.
Yeah, he just ran into the fire.
That's really crispy hash brown.
Ooh!
I never
Does that have anything to do...
Browns.
Yeah, with a hollow hash brown. Weren't you telling me it was hollow?
It's hollow and crispy. It's like inside out. They actually fried the hash brown today for a change, and it's actually very crispy. And it's very cold because it's been sitting at my desk now for about 2 hours. Yeah, right. All right.
Well, my Dunkin' Donuts bitcoins were very crunchy today.
Yeah, so the Bitcoin price dropped about $200 after a new ruling from Chinese regulators.
Good Lord.
Yep, it fell. China announced a plan on a ban on initial coin offerings from $4,584 to about $4,350 per Bitcoin. Wow. The move by China is not the first time the country's regulators have attempted to crack down on cryptocurrency. Of course, you can't manipulate cryptocurrency.
You can't.
Nope, you absolutely cannot.
So, folks, it's the end of summer.
Yep, we got 2 minutes.
Okay. So it's the end of summer, and I suggest that you celebrate, especially if you're here in Chicago. And you know what? I'm going to post the link to this on our website, actually, which is www. What do I want to post it to? Go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/ShyUpRadio. The best Chicago hot dog stands. And number one on that list, folks, is a place called Gene and Jude's Red Hot Stand. And let me tell you, I can attest to this. They're in River Grove. They're on Grand Avenue. No, Grand Avenue and River Road. There we go.
There you go.
That's where they are located. Yes.
Okay.
You can look all these up later on your own, folks. But Chicago's Dog House is number two. Apparently, they're pretty good. I took a look at the picture. It doesn't look bad.
Uh-huh.
The next one I've never heard of, UB Dogs.
Who knows?
I'll have to check them out.
Portillo's, that
Portillo's
works.
Portillo's made the list, so yep. that's kind of surprising, yep. But okay.
And
I guess they're hot dogs.
And the
Wiener
Circle.
The Wiener Circle. He's got the big wiener hot dog on his roof.
All right, so our segment's done. We got 44 seconds left. We may be back. We may not be back. It depends. The internet porn is calling my name. Thanks for tuning in to Weekday Rush Hour. We greatly appreciate it. And stay tuned. We got some mixes from Rianne Pilates in Germany. Some new stuff. We're looking for possibly a time slot for them. So that will be coming up after this next commercial break and some words from Betty and shit like that. So
yay, yeah, Betty.
Yeah, we're going to get cut off automatically in like 12 seconds. I don't have to touch anything. It just does everything for me because I like
you got this. It, Anthony.
Yeah, Betty has this studio so automated. I don't think she ever comes in. I don't think she really ever comes in. Anyway, folks, there we go. Bye. Bye.
Radio. Awesome. Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth.